The Economic Freedom Fighters are making good on its promise not to join into any coalitions with the ANC. The party announced this afternoon that it will be voting against the ANC in all municipalities. It added that the EFF was the worst enemy of the ANC and the party could in no way work with the ruling party. The party had previously insisted on Zuma's removal as one of the several preconditions for supporting the ruling party. And on Zuma, it is a no, was a no-no. We discussed the latest developments with political analyst Andre Duvenaga. Professor Andre, good evening to you and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Yusuf. Nice talking to you.
Thank you for joining us. The immediate implications of this decision, DA mayors for Tshwane and Nelson Mandela Bay metropolitans, although the situation in Joburg is a little more difficult and different.
Yes, indeed. I think if we take the decisions that came to the fore today into consideration, I believe we need first to look at the position of the EFF. The EFF position themselves very strategically. And I believe there's a number of things that happen behind the scenes that we do not know at this time. I believe there's a strong possibility that there's an agreement between the EFF and the ANC with regard to participation and cooperation in the future, when Zuma is no more president. So I believe that is part of their bigger strategy. The second aspect related to the first one, they do not want to align themselves with anybody because there are certain risks. And keeping the in-between position is giving them a very important strategic advantage in the South African political environment. Because we must take into consideration what is happening is not about local politics alone. It's also about what will happen on a national level also in the future. And my take on it is that Malema has some sort of an agreement with the ANC. The moment Zuma leaves the ANC, then he will play back into the ANC. But if he is in a coalition with the Democratic Alliance, this is going to compromise his position. So I must give him about 10 out of 10 for positioning himself in the specific context at the moment with the argument we do not want jobs. We do not want a position in a coalition government. We are going to oppose the ANC, putting further additional pressure on Jacob Zuma. And this is in line with my original thesis that the ANC's external line is basically the EFF, but it's the ANC working against Zuma that is aligned with the EFF, and they are using this relationship to their advantage. Because let's say if Zuma leaves the political scene, then immediately the ANC will be dominant again with the support of the EFF. The EFF as opposition left to center is gone, and they can take back all the important metropoles and probably a number of other hung councils. So there's a lot of strategic advantages for the EFF and the ANC at the moment, and that is why they leave the position as it is.
What about the issue of Johannesburg? It seems that one issue complicating the matter is the DA's insistence of Herman Mashaba as mayor. Can the DA really afford to now introduce another mayoral candidate?
Well, that is problematic, but that is the type of shifts you get in the post-election environment. There's positioning, there's repositioning, and so on. But yes, all of these come with a price, and I believe for changing a candidate may come at a negative cost for the Democratic Alliance. But at the moment, their scenario is that they must try to form a minority government. And then it means basically that there will be a majority of support that is going against them, and they must position themselves in such a way that they will always get some support of opposition parties to obtain the 50% plus one. So yes, it is difficult for the Democratic Alliance. I believe the current scenario is one of the most difficult scenarios for the Democratic Alliance, more difficult than they had expected.
What does it mean in practical terms when the EFF says it will throw its weight behind the DA but will not form a coalition of the party? Is this not the same thing?
No, it's not the same thing. When you are in a coalition, you have an agreement. It's like a marriage, and you operate in terms of that, the rules of that specific agreement. That is the rule of the game. But if it's my position to support you when I like to support you and to oppose you when I like to oppose you, that's a completely different position. Basically, what Malema and the EFF said is we are going to be aligned with our principles, and when our principles come in play, we may either support you or we may oppose you. We are not aligned with anyone. And they know their support base, although only 8% in some municipalities, around 10%, that is critical when it comes to decision making, when no one of the other two parties has an absolute majority. And they are misusing that position to their advantage. That's why I'm saying I will give Malema 10 out of 10 for this decision.
What has now transpired? How is this going to change your political landscape in South Africa?
Well, our political landscape is in a phase of change. And what we are talking about is symptoms of this change. And there's a number of things that is happening. We are looking at the reposition of political parties. We are talking about the shift to the left. We are talking about more and more coalition politics, and I believe in future there will be more and more coalition politics to come. So yes, a number of changes, and then we must also take into consideration that in the bigger environment, there's a lot of political dynamics playing itself out within the context of the ANC and the succession battle, what is going on with the political economy, social and demographical changes, and also with regard to the state and service delivery. So I believe that this election may be a small step in terms of much bigger change in the future, but it's already manifesting itself in terms of parties and what we like to call the political spectrum.
Professor André, thank you very much for your time on Radio Islam.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good evening. Bye. That was Professor André Duvenagas speaking to us about the latest developments. EFF not in a coalition with the DA, but will vote against the ANC. And he's saying that this has really been strategic on behalf of the EFF. So interesting times, undoubtedly.